Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. It should be the desire for all of us. The lamp for my feet, the light of my way, what guides me, what keeps me straight, what keeps me on the right path, the word of the Lord. The word that spoke all things into existence, the word that became flesh, the word that is in the Blessed Sacrament. And the book of Proverbs in that first reading said, add nothing to his words, lest he reprove you, and you be exposed as a deceiver. Add nothing to his words, speaking of the sufficiency of his word. And so as disciples of Christ, we must believe, be convinced, and then live as though this is true, that his word is sufficient. The spoken word, the written word, the word of God, the living word of God made present to us through the teachings and the life of Holy Mother Church. And so we can examine ourselves constantly on this. Do I truly believe that the word of God is sufficient for me? And this is what he told the apostles as he called them to himself. He summoned them. It's the come and see. This chapter 9 in Luke's gospel we begin today is the turn. Up until now, he's been the main teacher, the main proclaimer. Just before this, he heals and raised the girl from the dead. He heals the woman who'd been bleeding for 12 years. He was calming the storm and the sea just before this passage. The apostles have seen all these amazing and miraculous works. And now he calls them to himself and says, you go out and do the same thing. You've seen the power of my word, the power of my life. May it be so in your life. It's the same invitation, the same opportunity for each one of us. It's to come in his presence and to ask for the grace to be completely satisfied with the sufficiency of his word and to add nothing to it. And so as we go about our day today, let's pray for that grace to be satisfied with the Lord, to trust in him completely, that he will supply for everything that we need. And there's probably so much that we could say about St. Pius, Padre Pio, but one of his famous sayings, pray, hope, and don't worry. That's what he said in the gospel today. Take nothing else with you. Add nothing to my word. Let your word be the lamp to my feet. Pray, hope, and don't worry. Let's pray for that grace.